At what point did you start work on this speech?
About 7:30 last night, believe it or not.
And when did you finish it off?
3 in the morning.
Did you have the tune already written? Like banked up for a rainy day? Because it's very catchy.
Yeah, exactly. The backing track's from a song that I was working on with someone else ages ago, and it didn't come to anything. So it's music that I wrote about 2 years ago.
So describe your day today. What's it been like?
Very bizarre. But it was still today when I was working on it.
That's true. So you finished that. Did you go to bed at all for long?
Went to bed at 3:30. Woke up at about 8:30. And it was already going mad then. I had an email from the Poke, and I had tweet from John Prescott, which was just a bit weird. And then it just kind of mushroomed from there.
So how does it feel sitting, you know, are you at home at the moment?
Yeah.
How does it feel sitting at home and just watching it balloon online? Because you can see the tweets and the people talking about it, and it's everywhere.
It's very bizarre because, that's just a normal day for me. I haven't actually done any work today because I've been concentrating on all this stuff. But, I've taken the dog out, had my lunch, put the washing out, and, and then I've done several interviews already and things like that, and getting emails from all over the place.
Meanwhile, Nick Clegg is, you know, he's heard it because he signed it off for a charity single. How does that feel?
Very odd. The last tweet he sent was linking to the original video, and then he follows it up with tweeting us saying we can release it as a single, which is very bizarre. I know the guys at the Poke are working on that now, trying to get it out as soon as possible. So
yeah, I mean, I guess last night you didn't, or well, this morning you didn't think that what you're working on would end up raising lots of money for charity for Sheffield Children's Hospital.
Not at all. I wasn't expecting it to make any money for anyone. Just put it on the internet and have people watch it every now and then.
Sometimes videos go viral, and generally something viral on YouTube stays on YouTube. This is a bit different because it's such a, you know, politicised thing. It's been really picked up by, as you say, John Prescott, Nick Clegg himself. And so to sit down and watch it on, you know, BBC News Channel, on Sky News as one of the lead stories, how's that?
It's because I've done these things before, and they stay in their little YouTube scene. There's the website, and then there's the world outside that, and they don't tend to mix. But in this case, they've completely mixed. And, you know, people that aren't normally into this kind of thing seem to be paying attention.